Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM in Unalaska. I'm Carlos Tayag. Last week, I talked to Unalaska's graduating class of 2021. We talked about favorite memories, experiences growing up in Unalaska, and what they're doing next. Today, we will hear from Marinol Akoba and Vladimir Mondina Jr.
My name is Marinol Akoba. I've been here since I was about 3 years old. I think the volleyball games and basketball games were pretty fun. And, like, just having the support of the community come out, just to give support to the players and all that. I liked my senior night, even though there was, like, all this corona stuff that happened. There was still a lot of support from my teammates and, like, all the parents that showed up. And I don't know, it was just nice playing with my fellow seniors during the game. During the summer, plan on going on vacation because it's just, like, I haven't been out of the island since, like, 2 years ago because I didn't go to vacation last summer, you know. And then I'm going to the University of Alaska Anchorage in the fall to pre-major in nursing. So I'm going to get a Bachelor's of Science in nursing, but I'm a considered a pre-major student until, like, 2 years, and then I'm, like, fully admitted to the nursing program. Yeah, I just want to get good grades in college pretty much. And then after that, I don't know, I want to be a dermatology nurse and then work in Anchorage. Because I watched the show Dr. Pimple Popper. It was like, Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And I don't know, I like the skin stuff. I'm kind of scared of, like, internal organs, and I want to do, like, surgical procedures, like, help out with that stuff. But cutting up someone, that kind of freaks me out. So, like, staying on the skin or, like, the outside of the body. I have a lot of confidence now because of the support the community gives and, like, all my friends and teachers give. But I feel like if I live somewhere else, I wouldn't have that support and, like, I don't know, just be shy all the time. Yeah. And then we've also had a lot of opportunities here to, like, lead something or volunteer for something. And I just think that being part of something kind of helped me expand my friend circle or something like that. Yeah. Like, here everybody's, like, admitted to the volleyball team, like, everybody plays, but in other schools, like, bigger schools, I feel like everybody would have to try out, and then, like, I don't think I'd be good enough freshman year because, you know, you don't play the sport.
Yeah.
I guess I would just like to thank everybody who's been part of my life, because without them, I'm probably a whole different person.
My name is Vladimir Suyet Mondina Jr. I lived in Las Vegas before moving here, and before that, I was living in the Philippines. That's where I was born. Well, after I graduate, I'm going to stay here for, like, a couple months working at Safeway, probably, and then go to University of Fairbanks. I have a good amount of good memories in Unalaska. One of them is my freshman year band trip. CJ was telling me that don't leave anything behind. Don't be that freshman that, you know, forgets about an instrument or something. But it was actually him that we forgot to pick up because we were about to head out to a concert for music, and we did, like, a head count and everything. Apparently, we didn't get him in the van. CJ called someone, and then that someone just laughed really hard. That's one of my good memories. That was, like, my first trip to ever, like, travel, and it was really fun because I got to learn a lot of new things, get to experience what it's like to be in a big music festival with other students. I think this is our sophomore year where we traveled to Florida for a magic convention. That was, like, more for a hobby, and it was really hot and warm there. It was really nice.
Go ahead.
I just remember my friend Sean, he was in the elevator. He was just being really awkward with another stranger. There's a lot more memories with that, but I think they're not appropriate.
Not radio appropriate.
Yeah. Other than that, I think it was really enjoyable. What's next for Vlad
yeah.
after graduation?
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned working at Safeway for a couple months, and then after that, go to Anchorage for like 2 weeks, do a little shopping, have some fun, maybe go to parks or something like that. And then after that, go to Fairbanks, where my major is going to be computer science, where I'm going to learn about computers, how to take them apart, put them back together, coding, all that good stuff. Because technology is an important asset to society, because technology is always changing and it's always relevant in our modern day society. I think I can be a contribution to that. With computer science, like the definition of it, they're trying to learn how it works and ways to improve it. I think with computer science as a degree and going back with putting it back in the community, yeah, I would come back here like for the summer when I'm still in college, probably get a internship at the city for what my degree offers. Yeah. Or in the school if they ever need like a assistant for in the IT department. Well, right now I'm taking a class, career exploration with Brendan in the IT department. And I think that really helps because I get to experience how to take apart computers, put them back, if there's like any errors within like the software, like keyboards or the screen itself. And then if we're going programming or like internal, like with applications, we can fix that, just delete it and then re-download it. Right now it's COVID's happening and I had to work with Telaska, with the RT department, to make a COVID file in our server. So for students could access their homeworks digitally in their own homes, essentially. If they have a computer from the school, they're borrowing, and they could do their schoolwork at home without having to ever come to the school. I mostly did the guide system because I like making step-to-step processes and stuff like that. I also put in pictures because sometimes it can get too technical and it's confusing with those terminologies, so I put in pictures. It was a very complex process to make it all happen because what we had to do was at least make the foundation for it, and then we had to test it out. So we tried seeing if there was any flaws within those systems. We eventually patched it all up. I mean, it was great to get that experience, and I'm grateful for that experience. Short-term goals, I think it's all going to be educational because I'm in college. Probably learn more about math because computer science is heavily based on math and all that stuff. Long-term goals, I think I'm trying to learn sign language. That's what I'm trying to learn. Because for my English class, we had to do a topic of interest, and I chose sign language because I was like, oh, I'm very interested in this topic. And I think it's a good language to learn because it's basically universal.
You just heard interviews with two graduating seniors, Marinola Koba and Vladimir Mondina Jr. Tune in Thursday for more. Graduation is coming up this week. The Parade of Seniors will take place at 7 p.m. on Friday. Check KUCB.org for the full parade route. The graduation ceremony will be Saturday at 7 p.m. Due to crowd size limitations, tune in to Channel 8 TV for a live feed of the graduation ceremony. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.